I Can't Believe It's News.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
All right, we're just a real quick thing on this woman here. I was just reading about this 55-year-old woman in the UK. She's 55, has the skin of an 85-year-old woman. Okay, she's 55, the skin of an 85-year-old woman, thanks in part for what she was doing with Coca-Cola. She is a former beauty queen who was, for years, obsessed with having the perfect tan, so she would douse herself in Coca-Cola and baby oil while sunbathing. And now she's got more leather than the entire Oyster Run.
She would put on what for sunbathing?
Baby oil and Coca-Cola while she was sunbathing.
And I'd like to be candied.
She had a tanning bed installed in her house, so she'd go into the bed, load herself up with baby oil and Coca-Cola, and then her skin has just gone to crap. In fact, she was battling skin cancer for a while there. So she's encouraging other women, here, don't do what I did. You know, don't put one of those sun tanning beds in your house, and don't put Coca-Cola. And she said, I used to wear olive oil and vinegar and baby oil and Coca-Cola. I'd put that stuff on me.
A mixture.
Yeah.
I bet the mosquitoes liked her.
Oh, God.
With all that sugar.
Well, how do you even wash that stuff off? You don't.
That's sand.
No, that stuff doesn't go away.
Well, I mean, back in the day, John, I used to have the David Lee Roth hair. You know, I had some long hair.
Yeah.
And I wanted it to be a little blonder. A la, Vince Neil or something. So I hit it with the hydrogen peroxide a couple times. And then at one point took some Clorox bleach and mixed it with water and put it in a spray bottle. Oh, I could hear it cooking my hair.
Oh,
it was like,
God.
Like sizzling my hair. I'm surprised the damn stuff didn't fall out.
Did you get the desired color that you wanted?
It turned like strawberry, like blonde, like kind of reddish yellow.
Yeah. How did that happen?
I look like that mascot for the Philadelphia Flyers. That's what I look like. Yeah. The new guy, you seen him?
It looked like the strawberry shortcake doll.
Yeah. You had a story the other day about a bus driver ended up in some trouble because the bus driver was letting the kids drive. 11,
yes.
12, yeah. 17 years old, kids driving the bus. I have a school bus driver in trouble in Oklahoma. The bus driver is accused of giving a hitchhiker and a dog a ride on the ride home from school September 12th. Approximately 24 students on the bus at the time, aged K through 12, they picked up the hitchhiker, took her home, and dropped her off. The school found out about it when a couple of the kids got home, 3:30, 4 o'clock, and one of the kids, the bus driver did something funny. Oops, I'm not supposed to say, put their hand over their mouth kind of thing. No, tell me what the bus driver did. Mom, continues. They said, well, we picked up some woman and her dog. And picked up a hitchhiker on the damn school bus. The probationary period, they said, was 10 days as they investigate. So we should probably be getting the verdict on this, if she got fired or whatever.
Course she got fired.
Or he got fired. I think it was a guy bus driver, and then he saw the girl hitchhiking.
Yeah, they're out of a gig.
Yeah.
Got to find another occupation. All right. And our last story comes to us from Maple Valley, right here in Western Washington. A naked man found self-gratifying himself in the woods, told police he just wanted some alone time. he's being charged with indecent exposure. This 55-year-old man admitted to pleasuring himself along a trail.
You do that on a regular basis, I'm pretty sure you're going to remain alone for most of the time.
He wound up getting into a fight with a man who is offended by that activity. When police arrived and questioned the 55-year-old man, he confessed. He said, hey, man, I never get any alone time. So when he was walking along the trail, he found himself a private location along the trail and got himself busy. Well, a man and his wife happened to be walking along the trail and witnessed this. The husband asked the guy, what are you doing? To which the guy replied, quote, bro, cut me some slack. I'm just a guy trying to take care of his needs. A deputy found he had several pornographic magazines along with some sexual paraphernalia, and he had a prior indecent exposure charge dismissed But this one is not going to get dismissed, and he's going to get plenty of alone time now for sure.
I can't believe it's news.
Somewhere. They're all going to stay away from that dude.